Joining us for this week's Champions of Education is Keystone Public School Superintendent Dan White. Champions of Education is brought to you by the Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every single day. And let's go ahead and bring in Dan White. Dan, how are we doing?
Doing great, Rocco. Thank you very much for having me today. I appreciate it.
Well, not a problem at all. Thank you so much for setting aside a couple minutes and what I'm sure is a very, very busy schedule for you right now, given everything that's going on. So let's start with some adjustments you guys have had over there at Keystone. I know reading through your website, you guys went back to remote learning kind of late last month. Now, is this online only learning? Is that in-person classes are canceled entirely? Is that what I'm taking away from that?
Well, we're scheduled right now to have our students come back actually on Monday.
Oh, wow.
So we took 2 weeks to go fully remote, and then the students will be back Monday.
Awesome, awesome. Well, that's great to hear. So, looking at those 2 weeks, I'm sure that had to be a bit of a challenge moving, everything online for just that short, finite amount of time. How did things go in that regard?
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. We actually, the transition from the feedback we've gotten has gone very well.
Good.
And so we're very thankful. We did a survey of our community last spring after we all had to go remote, and of our staff and students. And we learned a lot of things that we needed to do differently. And so really from day one of this year, we've been training our students to be prepared to go online in case we would have to do that. So that way they would be prepared. And then we've been providing professional development for staff since the summertime, getting them ready. What were things we learned from the spring? And then what could we provide professional development-wise to help them just deliver the instruction that we know they want to deliver to our students? So it's gone well. We're very thankful for that.
I always like to ask, the different superintendents that we have on Champions of Education, the biggest challenge that you've maybe faced through the online and the remote learning. Obviously, for years and years, it's been mostly just in person, and online's just kind of been a nice little added bonus. But that's really been at the forefront of learning since, you mentioned it, the spring. So what's the biggest thing you've learned in that area?
Biggest thing that we've learned in that area, honestly, have a plan B. No matter how many times you think you're fully prepared, something's going to happen. Some
sure.
glitch. Google's going to go down for a while. Like, who would have ever expected that, correct? But it's one of those where you just have to kind of be prepared for some things to go awry. And so you want to have a plan B in place to adjust accordingly. And that's a lot with the professional development with our staff this year, training them with Google and then having them be prepared to work with students day-to-day, online, but understanding, too, that you may have times where students can't get to it or for whatever reason in their personal lives, like maybe they're not online at the moment they need to be. So how do we address that if they get back on online to do work later in the day, but maybe the teacher's not there at that point? So these are things we've been trying to prepare for all year.
Dan, you mentioned getting feedback from, parents in a number of different people. Does that feedback sort of help you reaffirm that, hey, we're doing the right things, we're doing what we can, with everything going on, there's so many questions and there's so many new things happening. Does that feedback, again, sort of just help you, understand, hey, we're doing the right thing and we are getting some positive feedback from parents?
Yes, to be perfectly honest, we definitely, you were consistently learning, and the general feedback is our North Star. We know we have sometimes where we've got to get better, and we'll hear from parents some of the struggles they're facing or some of the things they would desire from us, and sometimes we can do that and sometimes we can't, but we can always learn, right, or at least understand, and that's something we've done this year. Actually, it's a little bit different than last spring. We started holding a monthly parent forums just to hear from our parents. What's your experience like if you're an online learner right now? And about 25% of our students at the beginning of this school year chose to do online learning for the first semester. And so we've had a monthly forum with parents where we're just asking, what's it like? Tell us about your experience. And we've been taking a lot of notes and learning from that and trying to then implement new things to better meet the needs of our students, parents, and the families. And honestly, the whole parent forum was a suggestion from a parent last spring. Somebody suggested we have a forum where we could just hear from parents what's their experience like when they're doing online learning. And it's worked really well.
Well, that's fantastic to hear that parents are taking advantage, of that feedback system, and that you guys are implementing of some of the things that they've been speaking up about. So that's awesome to hear. Dan White is our guest for this week's Champions of Education, again brought to you by the Nordson Corporation. Dan, I noticed on your guys' website you guys have a lot of anxiety and stress resources, and I think that's fantastic. I was telling you before we started here, I struggle myself with mental health from time to time, so I'm sure students right now trying to learn, teachers trying to teach, even faculty, administration like yourself trying to get through this, it's tough and it can take a toll mentally. So do you find that folks are reaching out to those resources more and trying to use those more just to try and get some help through all this?
Yes, we do. We have our teachers come back to us and let us know that there are students that are struggling, and we'll hear from families, we hear from parents. There's a lot of stress, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know or anybody listening, that the past year, really, or 9 months has been extremely stressful, full of anxiety for people. And so we have tried to provide resources and provide help to our students and families and staff where we can. We have asked, we've been very thankful to work with the Lorain County Public Health to get resources that we can share with staff and students and families to provide help as much as we can. And they've been great in partnering with us for those things because, there's a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety for both students and the families and our staff as well.
Yeah, those resources are certainly very helpful. And, as you mentioned, it's very anxiety-inducing, what we're all going through right now. So great to hear that people are using those resources you guys have available. Dan, just, again, looking at this pandemic, and I know from a superintendent's perspective, you're likely always trying to, look at the future and what can Keystone do to improve, in the next 5, 10 years, what have you. How has this pandemic kind of limited your ability to do that, right? With so many changes having to happen right now, is it tougher and tougher trying to plan ahead for the future?
Yes, much of our time and focus has had to shift to the most crucial needs of the staff and students. We've had to press pause on some improvement plans and changes due to the pandemic, but we've made many needed changes, improvements that we will stick with in the future. I guess that's probably maybe one positive thing with the pandemic right now is just we're learning things that are going to be positive changes for us for the future. And we've had to focus a lot, just as we were talking about the stress and anxiety, we've had to focus a lot on the social and emotional needs of our students, and we've had to stress a lot on technology for learning for students and staff. So the nice thing with the technology piece is that has been a focus for us for years, and so that's aligned to things we've been doing in the past. But there, for sure, there's been other projects and things where we've had to push pause as we've shifted our focus to some of the immediate needs that we have now due to the pandemic.
Yeah, the pandemic has certainly forced the technological advancements of a lot of the different areas schools to sort of fast forward with what things may have originally been planned in that regard. So certainly been interesting to see how schools have been handling. But it sounds like you guys have really got a good grip on things over there at Keystone. So Dan, we can close on this. I always ask the superintendents this at the end of our interview here. If there's any comments, updates, news you'd like to share with the community moving forward that you'd like to get out, what would that be?
Our motto is We Are Keystone, where the education for tomorrow starts today. So we want our students, and we want all of them in our classrooms in a safe manner. So for today, please remember to mask up, wash up, and back up so we can get everybody back together.
Hey, there you go. Simple as that. Dan, thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. Good luck the rest of this semester and into next school year and into the next, 2021, that is, and for future school years, of course, over there at Keystone. We wish you luck. Hopefully we'll get to catch up again soon.
Sounds great, Rocco. Thank you very much.